Elizabeth and Her German Garden by Elizabeth von Arnim. Read by Lucy Scott for Naxos Audiobooks. May the 7th. I love my garden. I am writing in it now, in the late afternoon loveliness, much interrupted by the mosquitoes and the temptation to look at all the glories of the new green leaves washed half an hour ago in a cold shower. Two owls are perched near me and are carrying on a long conversation that I enjoy as much as any warbling of nightingales. The gentleman owl says, "Hoo-hoo-hoo," and she answers from her tree a little way off, "Hoo-hoo," beautifully assenting to and completing her lord's remark, as becomes a properly constructed German she-owl. They say the same thing over and over again, so emphatically, that I think it must be something nasty about me. But I shall not let myself be frightened away by the sarcasm of owls. This is less a garden than a wilderness. No one has lived in the house, much less in the garden, for 25 years, and it is such a pretty old place that the people who might have lived here and did not, deliberately preferring the horrors of a flat in a town, must have belonged to that vast number of eyeless and earless persons of whom the world seems chiefly composed. Noseless, too, though it does not sound pretty. But the greater part of my spring happiness is due to the scent of the wet earth and young leaves. I am always happy, out of doors be it understood, for indoors there are servants and furniture, but in quite different ways, and my spring happiness bears no resemblance to my summer or autumn happiness, though it is not more intense. And there were days last winter when I danced for sheer joy out in my frost-bound garden, in spite of my years and children. But I did it behind a bush, having a due regard for the decencies. There are so many bird cherries round me, great trees with branches sweeping the grass, and they are so wreathed just now with white blossoms and tenderest green that the garden looks like a wedding. I never saw such masses of them. They seemed to fill the place. Even across a little stream that bounds the garden on the east, and right in the middle of the cornfield beyond, there is an immense one, a picture of grace and glory against the cold blue of the spring sky. My garden is surrounded by cornfields and meadows, and beyond are great stretches of sandy heath and pine forests, and where the forests leave off, the bare heath begins again,